is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. The Republican presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, casting his ballot in Cincinnati on this election day.
You never know until you know, but I feel good about this race. I felt good about my own race a couple of years ago when I voted in this exact same spot. Hopefully it goes as well for President Trump and me as it went for me a couple of years ago in the state of Ohio.
Voting now underway in several swing states and big cities in those states are what former New Jersey governor and ABC News contributor Chris Christie will be paying attention to in regard to voter turnout.
Today, I think the things that I'm going to be looking at are going to be what's turnout like in Philadelphia, in Milwaukee, in Detroit.
Christie on the closing days of the Trump campaign.
I spoke to a person in the Trump campaign last night who said that their words exactly, we wanted to vomit the last 9 days because he completely got off message and they're afraid he may have lost it in the last 9 days.
This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Today, voters across the country will elect a new president. Voters will also be electing representatives to Congress and U.S. senators. In our listening area, voters will be choosing between incumbent Derek Van Orden or his challenger Rebecca Cook for Congress, and Senator Tammy Baldwin is being challenged by Eric Hovde. Around the state, there are a number of state Senate and Assembly races with the new legislative maps. As a result, voters in Richland County will be choosing a new state senator. Senator Joan Balwag was drawn into the district and faces a challenge from Sarah Kieski. In the Assembly, Richland County will now be represented by one representative. Current Representative Tony Kurtz, who has represented the city of Richland Center, is being challenged by Julia Henley. Voters will also be electing local county positions, such as county clerk, register of deeds, and county treasurer. There was one race in Richland County, and that is for register of deeds between Michelle Brown and Deb McCoy. Also on today's ballot, voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facility projects. Locally, the Ithaca School District is asking voters to approve an operational referendum in the amount of $1.3 million each year for its duration of 4 years. As its name implies, revenue received via an operational referendum is used to meet the cost associated with operating the district, which may include attract and retain qualified teachers, Chromebooks for one-to-one instruction, access points to provide a reliable internet, connection school-wide, additional safety operations, and a school bus with the intention of returning to a biannual purchase rotation to minimize repair costs. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts, in my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. An isolated strong to severe storm, not terribly likely, but is possible. So be weather aware today. Our high 66, tonight down to 42, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best coworkers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, special election coverage overtime with Maggie Dom, plus former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. And stick around for special Civic Media election night coverage. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to Election Day coverage on the Earl Ingram Show. And Sandy, I'm just the lyrics of these songs. Golden.
Yeah, they're golden. This is McCartney and Stevie Wonder. Oh, yeah. But, you know,
I mean, all of them are,
you know, they might have been about other kinds of divides that we've had, but they're all about cultural, sociological divides and the need to overcome them. And so, you know, that's, to me, Election Day needs to be a hopeful day. So that's what this is all about.
All right. So you're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. It's Election Day Tuesday with my co-host Sandy Williams. And we're taking your thoughts, whatever they may be, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Chad from Greenfield. Good morning to you, Chad. You say what?
All right, you guys. Well, first of all, before I begin, I want to say a big congratulations and thank you to the GOAT, the godfather of talk radio, Mr. Mark Belling. Without him, we wouldn't be talking right now. Earl, you wouldn't have a career on the radio. I think we all should be grateful for him.
So wait a minute. So what makes you think I wouldn't have a career on radio?
You started calling his show.
Gave you a voice, and
I think it's pretty apparent, but that's okay. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't just anyway, him. He wasn't the only show I called, just for the sake of clarity.
Yeah, but he's the biggest show in Wisconsin.
Okay, all right.
Either way,
go ahead.
Be thankful and be grateful. But second of all, you know, I'm listening to this. You guys sort of past hour. You guys sound dead. You guys sound defeated. I think you guys know what's about to come. What happens at a party of joy? You guys sound deflated. I think deep down, you know, the internals are looking bad. The gambling lines went up again 20% this morning. Your firewall is burned in Pennsylvania and other states.
Let me cut you off. Let's not count our chickens before they hatch. Okay, you know, if you're a gambling man, you've just cursed yourself. So I wouldn't declare victory, quite so early. The strategy might be to declare victory early and then ask people to prove why you didn't win, but we're not going to have it on this radio
show.
Well,
because I don't think we said anything about that Kamala Harris is going to lose. Where did you get that?
Well, I think I think that there needed to be no opening. I think this was a call with a purpose. But
Chad, we never said, I'm confident that the American people aren't going to make the same mistake they made before, in putting a man who is clearly not well into, you know, into that position again. Okay? And so I'm more than confident that that's going to be the outcome.
You guys sound depressed and sad. I think you know what's coming, a party of joy. I just don't feel it. But I just want to know what your excuse is going to be tomorrow. Is it going to be racism, misogyny?
Well, let me ask
What
is yours going to be?
No, I mean, you talk about the party of excuse. We have a party that lost 4 years ago who still claims that the election was rigged, you know, that they didn't lose. The excuse is that the election process itself is somehow defective when the victory bell isn't rung on the right side. So, you know, it's enough of this call. This is silliness. Silliness.
Yeah, let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Good morning. I got up early this morning, and I was at polling place at 7 o'clock. I was so overjoyed. I can't even tell you how many cars are in the parking lot. And also, I have to tell you, all the young people that I stood in line with, it took about a half hour to vote this morning. And but I was overjoyed to see this, to see such a turnout. And no matter what happens, we will still march on. We will still work toward a better tomorrow. And one of the things that early this morning when I got up and I was looking at my phone, I didn't know that Dick Van Dyke was so involved in 1964. He stood on the platform with Martin Luther King at one of Martin Luther King's speeches. And I was astonished at he got up this morning and he read a speech that actually Rod Sterling wrote. And just this one portion of this speech, I would just like to read for the people. There will be moments of violence and expressions of hatred, as ugly echo of intolerance proceeds. But these are the clinging vestiges of a decay of the past, not the future, not the Behringer of a better and clean future. And that's exactly what's happening. That is exactly what's happening. And Rod Sterling wrote that. He was the writer of The Twilight Zone. So I, in myself, was just that reading this and seeing what I saw at the polling place, I am elated. I am happy. People are getting involved. And united we stand, for divided we shall fall. And I think this particular race has united the people. And that's all I have.
Hey, Catherine, you said a lot. I mean, you invoke Rod Serling, so...
And sometimes yeah. I have felt like we've been in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
I'm so happy that earlier clown gave us a preview of what we're going to get at 11 p.m. this evening when the other clown with the orange face comes out and tries to tell everybody they've already won the election, because that's going to happen. But, you know, CJ is the perfect example of what's going on in that party right now, making lame excuses about how they've been cheated already. It's a great day. I feel positive. I feel there's a real movement in the country towards people wanting to save our Constitution and our democracy and not vote this criminal into office. And even his rallies have just gone down to nothing. I thought if you watched Kamala's rally last night in Philadelphia, it was incredibly produced. They were in multiple cities, jumping from one city to the next. I feel there's a lot of energy behind what's going on. I've moved, so I have to drive about 30 to 45 minutes to go vote. I'm going to wait for my daughter to get off work, and we're all going to go vote as a family. So, keep the positive thoughts, and let's move forward.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Melissa from Kenosha. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning. I just wanted to say I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
Today and every day, but especially today, it's, you know, giving me the calm and hope that I needed today.
Hey, Melissa, thank you very much for listening. And tell somebody about us. We really appreciate it, and I felt your spirit. Let's go to Brian from Maguanago. Good morning to you, Brian. You say what?
Well, right off the bat, now I'd like to say that, hey, Melissa, we're all in this together. So keep your head up, and we'll get through it no matter what else comes today. But I'm positive that Kamala is going to win, and we're going to have a brighter future. But I want to mention something about the goofball caller a few callers ago, and something about CJ the other day, and yesterday, actually. And they were talking, some of the other callers were talking about, like, can we just ban CJ because of the ridiculousness? And I want to say, in regards to that, in regards to this goofball that just called a few minutes ago, I don't think we should ban any caller. I think we need everyone to call in, whether or not we think their ideas are ridiculous or we disagree with them. We need them calling in. Otherwise, we create our own echo chamber. And that, as we can see, all see, is a slippery slope. And I just wanted to throw that out.
Hey, Brian, let me also add this. And what I love about what you just said, more than all the other great things you said, what I love the most was you said we. And, you know, Sandy and I, that's what we attempt to do every day is include everybody. And I love the fact that you said we.
Yeah, and I think the echo chamber is the important concept. I think what we need to avoid are echo chambers. We don't need amen corners. We need listening processes, and we need colloquy and dialogue.
All right. Let's go to Joe from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Joe. You say what?
Well, just listening to some of the calls, I'm a conservative, and I do like to listen to opposing opinions. And, you know, when you call people goofballs, is that really listening? Is that really inclusive? I find it strangely ironic that, you know, you have that kind of verbiage that's tossed at people with a different perspective. And I'm disappointed in that. I don't need to call you a name just because you don't agree.
Hey, with Joe, opinion. I agree with you.
We didn't use that term, actually.
And do you say that, Joe, when you listen to conservative talk radio and it's constantly, you know, attacking and beating up people? I listen to conservative talk radio every day, sir, and have for the better part of 30 years, 40 years almost.
I do, but when you have the current president calling, you know, 250 million people trash garbage, I guess, yeah, it seems pretty disingenuous.
So hang on a second. Calvin, you want to respond to this gentleman? We'll give you an opportunity to respond to him.
Well, I just, like, 250 million is, that can't be the number. There's only 330 million people in the country.
Well, and the other thing is that, you know, whether that Joe Biden, it's not clear what he said when he used the term garbage, whether he was referring to the words that were being used as garbage or whether it was pointed at people. But the White House tried to clarify that later and back off from that. But I think you've got a candidate. I think this would be calling the kettle the wrong color because you've got a candidate who spends all of his time describing his opposition with very negative terms. You know, I don't know whether Marxist or communist or devil. I don't know what these things are, but they're not positive.
All right. 855-752-4842. You're tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the center, WRCE.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette University Law School. This is the last poll before we will go to the polls.
In the presidential race, we have it at a one-point Harris lead, 48 to 47, with 5% undecided. And how those people make up their minds, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to an Election Day edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. My co-host Sandy Williams is here. And Sandy, I will say this. I am so pleased about our listening audience and the growth of it and the diversity of it and the intellect of our audience. It's grown.
Well, and I am glad that we have all different views, and you know I don't mean to cut off people who necessarily, but one thing I think what we're not looking for is people who call only with the purpose of spouting talking points. What we're interested in is conversation and about issues. When we get past this election, I think we're going to find out we're going to have shows that'll be dealing with substantive things, and hopefully we can move on in the direction of having lots of diverse views expressed on the subjects we're talking about.
No, absolutely, 100% accurate. Let's go to the phone lines, and Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great conversation this morning. Yes, as a country, we need to come together. There's so much division in our country, but I think it's ironic that Trump supporters, almost like they have amnesia. Maggie Dawn the other day played us, it was about a 45-second clip of all the times that Donald Trump has called Democratic constituents trash, scum,
yes.
Marxist, communist. Yes. And it's almost like they forget that. Just last night, he referred to her as the B word. J.D. Vance
yes.
called her trash. Not once have I heard Kamala Harris say anything derogatory about Trump, Vance, or the Republican constituents. But they made sure to talk about her and
the two campaigns are, there's a stark difference. Donald Trump's whole campaign has been just dark. I mean, completely dark. And her campaign has been all about hope and happiness and bringing people together. And it's almost like they have amnesia and they forget all the horrible things. I don't think there's a day that goes by that Donald Trump does not say something about somebody. Pencil neck Schiff. He was talking about Adam Schiff last night.
I know.
I mean, that's your closing argument, is to talk about people. One of the things, I worked in NPS for 18 years before I had my transplant. I worked with kids at a group home. We taught kids. You don't bully other kids. And we have grown folks at his rallies that laugh, thinking it's funny. And if their kid came home and said that they were being bullied, they would go up to school and they would be really mad that their kid was being bullied. But they laugh at someone that wants to be the most powerful office in the world, and they laugh at things that he says about people. What does that say about us as people, that we laugh at somebody that makes fun of other people?
Hey, Charles, man, right on point, as always. I mean, very well said. Sandy, another text message. What are we all supposed to be, 6 years old again? Because there's a hell of a lot of people that are acting like toddlers. I want my way. I don't want anything to change. Just don't feel comfortable. You know, there's going to be a winner and a loser. There always is in competition, right?
Yeah.
And so we've learned. I know I ran a sports league for 20 years, and I struggled constantly to tell people there's winners and losers in competition. That's at the root of competition, right?
Ultimately, teams have to accede to the outcome, right? I remember there was a Seattle Seahawks game with a very controversial play at the end of it, which would have made the game go the other direction. And when you looked at it afterwards, the call should have gone the other direction. But the Seahawks couldn't claim victory in a game that you lost, right? So, that's been our, what we need is this peaceful acquiescence to the outcome of something that might be very close. And our elections have for quite a while been very close, but somebody has to win. And if the election is forever contested and never accepted, ultimately our system falls apart.
Is it unrealistic for us to expect adults to act like adults? I mean, at the root of what we're talking about here is what I just read in this text message. We should expect adults to act like adults. Yeah. I tell children all the time, things aren't going to always go your way. That's part of the lessons we teach children, right?
Yeah, there seems to be some sort of regression in terms of civil norms. And particularly one of the civil norms that might be regressing is the definition of adulthood and the civility and the norms that are associated with operating and acting like an adult. Because we have a person on stage who is testing that norm, I'll tell you.
Yes. Well, that's 855-752-4842. Sandy, I want to explore what we just got through talking about a little deeper. Phone lines are open, you guys. Your thoughts on the outcome, what you saw today. I'm a guy who votes the day of, so I'll be leaving here and going to my voting place, and I can generally judge the outcome by the numbers when I get there. All right. 855-752-4842.
Listening to News from the Center, WRCE. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Coon Creek Watershed residents will have another opportunity to shape a plan for the Coon Creek Watershed this month. In the last of four public planning meetings, conservation nonprofit Coon Creek Community Watershed Council Incorporated has hosted this fall. The watershed plan, which follows the nine-element framework outlined by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, is meant to identify and address community concerns regarding the care and management of Coon Creek and its tributaries. The plan is a collaboration between Coon Creek Community Watershed Council, partners in La Crosse, Monroe, and Vernon counties, Valley Stewardship Network, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and Coon Creek Watershed residents. The plan is being completed in two parts. The first part, which covers the Timber Coulee Subbasin, is on schedule to move into its implementation phase this June. The second part of the plan encompasses the rest of the Coon Creek watershed and will be completed over the next 3 years with support from a Wisconsin DNR surface water grant. The final meeting in this series will summarize the themes that emerge during community conversations. Coon Creek Community Watershed Council hopes the Wednesday meeting will inspire further discussion about priorities for the Coon Creek Watershed Plan and next steps in the planning process. One of these next steps will be using mapping tools like the Agricultural Conservation Planning Framework to identify opportunities for conservation practice implementation in the Coon Creek watershed. Material from past planning sessions is available on Coon Creek Community Watershed Council's planning webpage at CoonCreekWatershed.org. The meeting will be held at Coon Valley Conservation Club with dinner at 6, followed by watershed updates and a recap of the fall watershed planning sessions at 6:30. The meeting is free and all are welcome. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ, following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. An isolated strong to severe storm, not terribly likely, but is possible. So be weather aware today. Our high 66, tonight down to 42, tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is here. It is Election Day. Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Make sure you go to vote. Make sure you join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Thank you.
of his but a song we sing. Fears that we would die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not.
All right, welcome back to, you know, the election edition of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You know, your thoughts, we're going to keep it going to the end of the show. And, you know, on today's election, let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning, Gary. You say what?
Well, I voted early about a week ago or so. First time in my life I've ever done that. There weren't a lot of people out in Sussex at that time. It was during the daytime. I had a day off. But I do want to say something that I've been listening. I was watching MSNBC this weekend, and they were talking about Trump wanting to put Liz Cheney in front of a firing squad. And if he said that, I wouldn't vote for him.
Gary, hang on. Because you always say, if he said that. You didn't hear him say that. Every time Trump says something outrageous, you say you didn't hear him say that. Even though it's out there for you to find, very easy to find, he said it.
Actually, Gary, you talked about this yesterday when you called in. And, you know, what he said or whether he said that, Bill Maher or others have tried to figure out what it was he was trying to say. But he did talk about having 9 guns trained on her face.
It was unnecessary.
And it was just the notion of talking about it in those violent terms. But in any case, we're at Election Day, and a huge portion of the people we're talking to have probably already voted, and another portion of them are headed out to vote. But can we avoid going through all that laundry? We did it yesterday, actually, with you, Gary, so I'm not quite sure why you wanted to bring it up again today.
No, you hung up on me. Sandy, I just want to know, did he say that? Or was
on the clip, what he said was that he was talking about her and talking about her being someone who always wanted to go to war, and that Liz Cheney was a warmonger, that she would come to his office regularly when he was in presidency wanting to go to war. I'm sure that was apocryphal. And secondly, that how would she behave if she had a gun in her hand and had 9 rifles focused on her face? Okay, and so it's not clear what he was trying to say, but using the notion of 9 rifles trained on her face was a strange description of what a firing squad does, and it was a totally unnecessary way of talking about it. And I think yesterday what I responded to you was that my problem with Donald Trump is that he's talking in terms of violence all of the time. He talks about going backstage and knocking the hell out of people. He talks about a lot of things, and it just strikes me as unnecessary violent talk.
Especially for a man who wants to be the president of the United States.
Yeah, but Sandy and Earl, he was making a point.
Hey, Gary, see, you're making excuses.
This is
enough of the excuses for what Donald Trump is saying.
This is replowing the ground from yesterday, and whatever your version is of what it was he was trying to do, it was all a lot of unnecessary talk about violence, and with talking about nine rifles focused and aimed at her face was just something that no president should be talking about with respect to a political opponent. But in any case, today's election day, and we're done with this.
When? That's what I say. And then tomorrow or the next day or whatever we figure out, we all get along. Because, Earl, you and I and Sandy, we've all been getting along for 8 years now. And the fact is we have to do
that. Hey, Gary, thank you very much for the call.
Well, that's true. I mean, you know, I think that's the point in the future. We need to figure out a way to get along, but hopefully whoever is in office will not continue to sow the seeds of division.
Let's go to Rob from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Rob. You say what?
Morning, gentlemen. Just as people go into that voting booth, I want them to remember integrity, right? So I watch these ads, and, you know, they say Trump won't do an abortion ban. Yeah, he won't do it at the federal level. They're just going to pass, you know, 50 state ones. Or this horrible ad they run against Tammy Baldwin, where they act like she stepped down with the Boston bomber and gave him a COVID check. I mean, it's so smacks of a lack of integrity. And then, you know, I wish it would be over, like after the election. I feel really good that I think that Kamala is going to win. But they're already planting the seeds for election fraud. So I don't know if you guys saw Ron Johnson. What a freaking disappointment. He was on either Fox or Fox Business claiming election fraud to Neil Cavuto. And when Neil pushed him on it, he had nothing. So, I mean, you need to think about that. You know, 40 years of supply-side Reaganomics hasn't been working for the middle class, and these people are complete liars. They don't have any integrity. How can you vote for them? Republicans are fine, but some of these politicians are really slimy with their half-truths.
You know, Robert, it is absolutely true that Ron Johnson— who we had on a couple of weeks ago.
Well, and in fact, he had already started the process. When asked the question of, you know, would he honor the outcome of the election, he jumped the track. He jumped the shark is what he jumped. And went off already talking about all the ways that the prior election had been stolen, setting the table for claiming the same thing this time around, I guess.
Well, and that's why, Robert, as you stated, it's going to be hard for there to be peace, not because, again, I think there's no question that if Donald Trump wins the election, you're not going to see mass numbers of Democrats saying the election was stolen. I think there will be, not very many, if any, who will be saying that. Robert, but if the shoe's on the other foot, nonstop, we're going to continue to hear that the election was stolen, not just by politicians, but by average everyday citizens who have been fed this garbage.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the notion that 2016, that the Democrats after 2016 talked about the social media kinds of things that might have affected how people voted, but they weren't asserting that the election had been improperly stolen or the votes improperly counted or that the president, in fact, wasn't the president. There was a discussion about the effect of potential social media disinformation. And we continue to face that. And we face it now with our eyes open and understanding that there are meddlesome people out there with ill intent trying to use social media.
All right, let's go to Rocky from Madison. Good morning to you, Rocky. Thank you very much for calling. You say what, sir?
Good morning. Everybody should cheer up. It's time to be winners. Celebrate. Have a cigar. Because I've got ESPN. ESP is extra sensory perception, and then it's not always. But I'll tell you something. Simple math tells me 160 million people voted last time. 80 million were women. 80 million men. We get 80 million women vote for the right person, and half the men, that's 120. We win 120 to 40. Trump proves it. He's a loser. So let's get a cigar and celebrate, guys. It's that time.
Hey, Rocky, I wish we could be so sure. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Justin from Maguanago. Good morning to you.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right. You say what?
I say that I see a lot of interesting things around me. I see a lot of energy in a lot of different directions. I see a lot of energy going to Trump in this area, and especially in Waukesha as well. Now, I'm a younger person. I spend my time with a lot of younger people. You'd be shocked at the amount of younger people that want to vote and are going to vote Trump today, and especially early. Like, the amount of people in my life that are voting early right now is out of control. It's just very surprising compared to the last 8 years.
Well, so I would say to you, hang on, that, you know, what you see in Waukesha and other places, that's in that area. But I can tell you in the city of Milwaukee, the largest city in the entire state, you know, I see the exact opposite for the most part. So, you know, it's, you know, that energy that you're seeing is good, but that energy is being duplicated all over this nation, Sandy, in different places.
Well, I think there is a notion that Trump might excite people who are infrequent voters who are anti-establishment. My view is the more voters we have, the better. And regardless of how they vote, it's part of the democratic process. And if we can activate everybody, and if we can avoid suppressing anybody, then I think the outcome will be what it will be, and we will have a government that is premised on the vote of the people. And so, you know, I applaud big votes and big votes from any segment, but I wouldn't be lighting any cigars yet on any side. And I think what we need to have is a big vote and a big with a big vote. And I think we should understand that there is a party that doesn't appreciate big votes, okay? And there's a party that has tried to make it hard to vote with a very significant purpose in mind. And so, you know, in the long run, I think what you're talking about is great. And in the short run, it's great. But I think you should recognize that big votes and big turnouts are what everyone should want, but everyone doesn't want that.
You know, I think, Justin, it's great to have a young man like you listening to the show, number one, and also being engaged with younger people. So we appreciate that.
Of course, and I appreciate your show.
Well, thank you.
I gotta say, too,
go ahead.
I happen to be on the other side of the fence, but I agree. The more voting, better. And I love the fact that people are taking more advantage of early voting, because I want to hear what people have to say. I think the more the people get engaged in this process, the better off everybody is. And no matter what side you're on, I'm just so glad that I just really want people to have dynamic, rich conversations to really discuss what's going on, so we can just help each other out, because at the end of the day, we just want to take care of each other, and we really don't want these kind of things to divide us.
Hey, you know, man, you're very, absolutely, very encouraging, and thank you very much, man. Very well said. Let's go to Jake from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Jake. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, yeah.
I just have a genuine question for you guys. So let's say Harris wins, and, you know, Trump does all his ranting and raving, early declaration and saying fraud and all that stuff. What can he actually do in terms, like, what's the worst case scenario of him interfering, delaying any of that? Can he actually do anything other than just rile up his cult following?
Well, there's been an effort on the part of the Republican Party to install into the voting apparatus in a whole variety of states a far more partisan process. And there is this theory of the legislative, the sole power of the legislature to do and control voting. And there are extreme right-wing folks who would want the legislature in a state where the people might vote Democrat to decide that the Electoral College votes will be selected by the state legislature, and therefore might send Republican votes to the Electoral College, even though the Democrats won the state in a plurality. And so, you know, there's all these legal theories at play that are going to be tested, apparently. And it's all part of this process of testing the norms and contesting the norms. And so can there be mischief? I fear there can be, and there needn't be mischief in many states if we have a very tight Electoral College vote for it to be a problem in the long run.
Hey, Jake, thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842 as we wind down an Election Day show on the Earl Ingram Show. Phone lines are still open.
You will understand. Listen. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both. It's there at your command.
News from the center, WRCE.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
No, Sunday, I got to tell you, music's been exemplary.
Today's been good music, I have to say. Turns out there's a big assortment of positive stuff.
All right. Welcome back to what are the last few minutes of an election day morning on the Earl Ingram Show. So I haven't voted yet. I'm the kind of guy who always waits until election day. And
you probably kept your kids waiting to go down and see if Santa Claus had been there. It's all part of the ritual,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Couldn't open the gifts until the next morning.
Right.
And not during the – I've seen people allow them to open them – during the evening, Christmas Eve, but no, I'm a stickler for. You're talking to the guy who watches movies from the 40s and the 50s, so
ritual.
Yeah.
So your ritual will be in about an hour. You'll be casting your vote.
Yeah, traditionalist, and so I will be voting, and I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, the people on election day, and. You know, we've had.
I voted early on the 29th. I stood in line to do that. So, you know, this is going to be a very big turnout day.
We've had a great group of callers. I always say that the success of this program is because of you, the listeners. And so Sandy and I are very appreciative of the fact that you guys, you know, get up and call us. And
I think it was Justin from Maconago. I was really happy, you know, as apparently a conservative-leaning young man who was what he was interested in is, one, a big turnout, and two, a dialogue between folks. And I think he was listening to the show because maybe that's what we try to offer. So that's good.
Well, tomorrow will be a continuation of you and your thoughts. Because as Sandy stated, Sandy, you don't think the outcomes. I'll tell you one thing that's going to happen for sure. Tonight, Donald Trump is going to declare victory.
Yeah, I'm sure he's already made it clear that's what's going to happen. I think tomorrow we will have a far better view of what happened in the House and the Senate, which obviously ends up being very important. Most frequently, the president wins. And wins the Troika, and wins the House and the Senate, and for 2 years is in a position to actually accomplish policy that might be aimed in the direction of what the party is that's in control. But I'm thinking this time that's maybe not as likely. And so we'll find out.
You know, the House, the Senate, all of them are razor thin. And this nation is divided right down the middle.
It is. And it's not clear. I think we're going to find out in the long term whether the division is actually as strong as it might feel in terms of the view of the majority of the people. Because there is a growing, I think, center which is interested in potentially accomplishing things. And we've had for a long time gridlock, particularly in every circumstance in which there hasn't been the troika in effect, and we've had a divided House and White House. We've had gridlock, and we've had little or nothing accomplished. And Biden began to accomplish things bipartisanly, and maybe we're headed in the direction of having what was used to be called the quiet majority, silent majority. Maybe, in fact, they'll start rearing their head.
You know, Sandy, I just wish that there was a way we could put the genie back in the bottle. And these commercials that are so misleading, so hurtful.
Yeah.
You know, just totally untrue. And they know that they're lying. And yet they put it out there anyway. And then we have a news media that by law can't not show it. There's this one, again, that shows an aborted fetus. Well, baby, kind of. And it looks so horrible. And it's such a horrible, horrible commercial that they say after it in white letters on a black background, by law, we're forced to show this.
Well,
don't support this.
Yeah, my hope is we can drop the notion that political campaigns are crusades, you know, but where we're a blood sport, where we're actually pitted against one another because there is an enemy within, all of this kind of thing. Hopefully, we can somehow get it behind us. I think it's more likely to get behind us, depending on the outcome here. But hopefully, we can get it behind us, regardless of the outcome.
You know, and you would hopefully say that all that negative ads, all those negative ads, that once somebody lost, they could be and say, "Well, congratulations to my opponent." I used to tell, you know, when I was running my league, after the games, everybody had to shake hands. The kids had to shake hands.
Yeah.
Whether they liked it or not. That's what we should do.
Well, anyone who watches an NFL game notices that at the end of the game, there's a lot of love expressed between the participants who were hard at it during the game. And hopefully we can have that same kind of unity after this. And you know, we have to be dedicated to that principle, though, and people are going to have to unsee and unthink some of the things that they've seen and thought during the campaign in order to get there.
Well, thank everybody. Sandy, thank you especially. I'll see you again on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Madner and Greg Bach, Madner on Air. Get out and vote. I know I got to do my due diligence. See you guys on tomorrow.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for Election Day coverage. Wisconsin Decides 2024. We'll have all the news of Election Day as it unfolds from our election headquarters. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely, I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.